We are faced with so much here in the city of Milwaukee. Not only are we faced with rising prices across the board, whether it's these landlords gouging us or Kroger shutting grocery stores down and then raising prices, or whether it's, frankly, our current utility continuing to raise prices again and again. The working people of this city are suffering right now. And I am so glad that this council and this body are taking heed of that and exploring this possibility today for us to utilize Chapter 197 of the Wisconsin State Statutes to replace We Energies with a utility that's democratically owned. As a socialist alderman, I believe that we should have democracy in every single part of our economy. Because it's one thing to just elect people. It's one thing to be able to vote for president. It's one thing to be able to vote for your representative. But it's another thing to be able to have a say in the material conditions that affect you every single day. And when you have a corporation like We Energies that's first, they may suppose and present that their first priority is to deliver electricity. But as with any company that you can trade on Wall Street, the real hidden, or maybe not so hidden, priority of that entity is to deliver profits for shareholders. And I think it's about time that in this world we seriously reconsider that economic arrangement where we have an economy where every single human life is valued, everybody has an equal say, no matter what zip code you live in, no matter what your skin color is, no matter what your gender is, that we have equality and that we have democracy. And so this is one step that is allowed under the current state law. We're not asking Madison to do us any favors here, although we do think they should, but we're not asking Madison to do us any favors. We are advocating under current law. And I ran on this, and I am so proud that we are hearing this right now to have this conversation about whether we use this statute that currently exists in law, which is one step for us to be able to have an economy that works for every single person, where everybody is self-actualized, where everyone can reach their full potential, where no one is oppressed. And I know there's probably some right-wing troll out there that's going to comment on me saying that, because 1130 Talk Radio was just talking about how making fun of people fighting oppression this morning. But I actually think it's a good idea to fight oppression. Because, yeah, I actually think we should be doing that in this world. Call me a crazy leftist Marxist here, but I think that people should be able to live their lives how they want and have a say in every single aspect of their lives.